知行英语。Listen and share.
Matt's food. Matt's food. Matt's food. Matt's food.I'll try to describe the campsite as best I can. I was only ever there at night. To get there, you had to walk through Matt's backyard. There was about 150 yards or so of grass between the house and the edge of the forest. Then, after entering the woods, it was about 25 yards or so back to the campsite. The site itself was in the midst of a bamboo patch. Seems like an odd place for bamboo to me. There was also a small stream running through. Anyway, we got back there and built a fire, had our party, and left at around 2 or 3, I guess. Everything was normal, right? It wasn't until 2 weeks later, when we were away on our senior week, when the entire story seemed to come together.The night this happened, we now affectionately call Fright Night because we scare ourselves to death. We started out talking about weird stuff which lead to talk of ghosts and the like. Then someone said something about Matt's boots and everything poured out from there. We all had in different ways experienced the presence in the forest, actually 3 different spirits.Some of my friends saw them in the forest, some saw them through the fire. I myself only felt them, but we all pretty much agreed on one thing. They were not friendly.
I 只在晚上到过那个露营地。但我会尽可能详细地描述一下它。要想到露营地，得先穿过马特家的后院，从他家的森林大概得穿过一片150码宽的草地。进入森林，大概还得走25码才能到露营地。营地位于一片竹林的中心，我觉得很奇怪，这里居然会长竹子。还有一条小溪穿过营地，我们到了那儿点起篝火，开完聚会，然后大约在夜里2、3点时离开，一切正常，对吧？故事直到2周后，我们去过周末时，才拼凑完整。故事发生的那晚，我们现在亲切地称其为惊魂夜，因为那晚我们吓得要死。我们开始是讲一些怪异的事情，渐渐话题就转到了鬼怪之类的东西。有人提到了马特家的森林和关于他的一些怪异事件，我们都曾以不同方式感觉到森林里有灵异物的存在，实际上是有3个不同的鬼魂存在。有些人是在森林里见过他们，有些人是透过火光见过他们，我仅仅是感觉到他们的存在。但我们都同意的一点是，这些鬼魂都不怎么友善。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I'll try to describe the campsite as best I can. I was only ever there at night. 我只在晚上到过那个露营地，但我会尽可能详细地描述一下它。To get there, you had to walk through Matt's backyard. There was about 150 yards or so of grass between the house.In the edge of the forest.
要想到露营地，得先穿过马特家的后院，从他家的森林大概得穿过一片150码宽的草地。
Then, after entering the woods, it was about 25 yards or so
back to the campsite.
进入森林大概还得走25码才能到露营地。
The site itself was in the midst of a bamboo patch. Seems like an odd place for bamboo to me.
营地位于一片竹林的中心。我觉得很奇怪，这里居然会长竹子。
There was also a small stream running through.
还有一条小溪穿过营地。
Anyway, we got back there and built a fire.
我们到了那儿，点起篝火，开完聚会。
Had our party and left at around 2 or 3, I guess. Everything was normal, right?
然后大约在夜里2-3点时离开。一切正常，对吧？
It wasn't until 2 weeks later, when we were away on our senior week, when the entire story seemed to come together.
故事直到2周后，我们去过周末时，才拼凑完整。
The night this happened, we now affectionately call Fright Night, because we scare ourselves to death.
故事发生的那晚，我们现在亲切地称其为惊魂夜，因为那晚我们吓得要死。
We started out talking about weird stuff, which lead to talk of ghosts and the like.
我们开始是讲一些怪异的事情，渐渐话题就转到了鬼怪之类的东西。
Then someone said something about Matt's boots, and everything poured out from there.
有人提到了马特家的森林和关于他的一些怪异事件。
We all had in different ways experienced the presence in the forest. Actually, 3 different spirits.
我们都曾以不同方式感觉到森林里有灵异物的存在。
实际上是有3个不同的鬼魂存在。Some of my friends saw them in the forest, some saw them through the fire.
有些人是在森林里见过他们，有些人是透过火光见过他们。
I myself only felt them, but we all pretty much agreed on one thing. They were not friendly.
我仅仅是感觉到他们的存在，但我们都同意的一点是，这些鬼魂都不怎么友善。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Or so 表示大约，比如说 It'll only cost $15 or so，
只要15美元左右。
我们还可以用 around、about、approximately 这些词来表示大约的意思。比如说 It would cost me approximately 3 days，
这大约花了我3天的时间。
Odd 奇怪的，
我们常说 strange， 但 odd 和第三段出现的 weird在口语当中也很常用，比如
It's odd that the bus has been delayed so long.
真奇怪，汽车竟然耽误了那么长的时间。Odd 还可以用来形容数字。Odd number 是什么意思呢？它和 even number 是两个相对的概念。举个例子，大家就明白了。
7 is an odd number, while 8 is an even number.
这句话的意思就是7是奇数，八是偶数。
Oddly 是 odd 的副词，
Oddly enough 是一个常见的插入语，意思就是说来也奇怪。比如说
Oddly enough, he doesn't remember his daughter's name. Start out
开始，
He started out to write a novel.
他着手写一部长篇小说。这个词也可以表示出发，比如说
They started out this morning.
他们今天上午出发了。这个片语的反义词是 end up, 结束。比如说
We ended up sleeping around the floor after drinking too much last night.
我们昨晚喝了太多酒，最后都在地板上东倒西歪的睡了。
And the like,
这个词组的意思是等等，我们还可以用 etc. and so on and what not 这几个片语来表示等等的意思。比如说
I've bought toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, facial cleanser, and whatnot today from the supermarket.
今天从超市我买了牙刷、牙膏、洗发水、洗面奶等等东西。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。